Babe, welcome. I wasn't expecting you to come so early. You're not late, love. It's fine. Oh, well, come in. It's cold outside. Did I lock the door? Of course I did. Why wouldn't I? We don't want some creepy person walking in, do we? We also don't want you leaving. Huh? Oh, nothing. Don't worry about it. Well, go take a seat in the living room then. I'll be back with some tea, coffee? What are you feeling like? Coffee? Sure. I'll be back with it shortly. Thank you. I'm glad you like the decorations. I put a lot of effort into it. Too much effort? Anyway, here's your coffee. I hope you like it. I put a lot of love into it. So, how was work today? I hope it went well, love. I was actually on the assumption you were coming over late today due to work. It was the usual. Right. Uh-huh. I see. Well, love, I have something to ask of you, actually. Well, you see, dear, I've been hearing a lot of rumors, and I just, well, wanted to squash them and ask you myself, seeing how these rumors have been driving me crazy, you know? Oh, don't play dumb with me, my dear. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Well, if you insist on playing dumb, dear, you have been talking to a few people that I don't particularly like. You know, those people who've been awfully close to at work. You even took one of them to a dinner with just you and them. Do you know how much that hurts me, love? They were going through a breakup, and you decided it'd be a good idea to cheer them up with a close-knit dinner? My love, I thought we both agreed that you're mine, and only mine. You belong to me, and only me. No one else can touch you, or even go as close to a dinner date with you. Only I can. You don't belong to anyone but me. Can't you see? We're made for each other. You can't even imagine how happy I was when you asked me out after a couple of months, and now you turn around and go out with another person? How could you do this? How could you do this to your own girlfriend? I'm taking this too far? Oh, my love, my dear love. I'm not taking this too far. I'm just making sure you know that you belong to me and to no one else. Don't worry, my love. I'll make sure to get rid of these people for you so they don't ever try and take you away from me. Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I got too emotional. Sorry, did that make you feel uncomfortable? You want to get some fresh air? Why? Is everything alright, love? Well, I have to say no to that request of yours, love. What am I talking about? Do you want to know how I dyed those little red decorations on the tree? Here's a little tip. Using white ribbon bows to clean up was such a good idea. It really made my decorations look more realistic. Huh? What's with the look on your face, love? Scared? I didn't think you'll be able to get some air by the front door, love. Trust me. I know what you're trying to do, love. You're trying to run away from me, aren't you? Because, my dear love, I'm not letting you leave. I'm not letting you leave me ever again. Why? Well, it's because I love you so much, my dear. I want to protect you, and now realizing that I can't protect you when you're out in the real world, I have to protect what's mine. So you're going to stay with me. Here. Forever. And ever. Oh, come on, dear. It won't be that bad. Besides, it'll be fine. I can imagine how much fun we'll have together. Besides, this was also on your wish list, wasn't it? That you wanted me to force you to not leave me ever again. Wasn't it, love? How do I know? I have my ways, love. Now come on, let's go to my room and have some fun. I set up a nice candlelit bedroom awaiting for you, love. You look surprised. This is what I prepared for us, love. This is what I meant when I said I had a Christmas surprise for you. Consider this a Christmas miracle.